It's called the National Happiness Fund, and it's been part of South Korean government spending for 4 years now. There are very specific qualifications. You must have an income level that tops out at the equivalent of no more than about $900 US a month, about $11,000 a year. The debt that you have must be something that you've been carrying for some period of time, at least a decade. And you need to be able to show that you have been trying to pay it back. Finally, the overall debt total needs to be less than 10 million won, or a little more than $9,000 US. This policy was put into place by former President Park Geun-hye, who was removed from office in March and is now on trial for corruption. But the program has been expanded by the administration of the current president, Moon Jae-in, along with upgraded growth expectations for South Korea's economy. The Financial Services Commission says the idea of the policy is to help individuals make a fresh start by eliminating long-standing debt. Government economists estimate the program could help as many as 1.6 million people in South Korea at a cost to the government of roughly $5.5 billion. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.